723 WEOL. Craig, one last time. Monday at this time, talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians. Bob, good morning. How are you this Monday?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Okay. How long did it take you to sort of absorb what happened to the Indians in the World Series here?
Well, I think I'll use a line from Mike Hargrove, you know, when it was asked, you know, how long did it take you to get over the extra inning loss in Game 7 of the 1997 World Series? And he says, well, as soon as it happens, I'll let you know. And I think we're still not over that one. And then you add, then you add this one on top of it. You know, the last two World Series we've had a chance to be a part of, they go to extra innings in Game 7. And, you know, one-run losses, it's awfully difficult, you know, for those of us who live this thing every day of our lives. And, you know, the sting will go away. I mean, it's still there. There's no question about it. But it will fade, and we'll get ready for, you know, spring training. It's a shortened off season for us. You know, the general manager's meetings are in a week or so. Then the winter meetings come in December, and 2 months from then, we'll be in spring training. So it'll be back real quickly.
Of course, I'm looking at some of the games themselves. Anybody who's a baseball fan, the World Series baseball, there's nothing like it. The tension that builds from the first game to the last game is incredible.
No, it is. Every pitch, you're hanging on the edge of your seat on every pitch. And, you know, Tim Kirchen of ESPN and a number of others called Game 7, you know, the greatest baseball game in baseball history. Just a remarkable seven-game series. We were obviously the underdog. We, you know, were undermanned. You know, the longer the series went, I think some of, you know, our injuries and such were going to show greater. What we asked of Corey Kluber to pitch, you know, start three games in the World Series, just unheard of these days. And, you know, he was so willing to take the ball and do what he could. And we were just one swing away. And there was one swing, obviously, Rajah Davis's two-run homer to tie it at 6-6. One of the most remarkable sites. I mean, when you hit Twitter, there were a number of people, athletes among the people on Twitter, that said it was the greatest sports moment that they had ever seen. And it was one of the most remarkable things I'd ever seen in my 38 years of working in this business.
Bob, you mentioned the general manager's meeting. What else is going on beyond that in terms of, you know, player assessment, needs for next year, things of that nature?
Yeah, organizational meetings.
Yeah.
You know, we had two, as Chris Antonetti indicated in the post press conference, that the parallel paths that were happening at on the baseball operations side of things. One path was obviously focusing in on, you know, how we go about the Chicago Cubs. And the second path was, you know, where are we as an organization, you know, reviewing all 175-plus athletes that we have in our own system, obviously reviewing all the free agents that are out there. And the things you go through, you review your coaches, your staffs, your, you know, the strength coaches, the trainers, is everybody coming back? So they'll get out to Goodyear, Arizona with a big group and have the organizational meetings as well. They're just a little bit later this year than normal.
I just thought I'd take a moment to talk a little bit about the Cubs. They win the World Series after 108 years. They're, now that puts us now in the front burner of the whole longest, you know, before we drought between winning World Series. But can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, that's obviously, from a baseball standpoint, something kind of historic, even though we came up on the losing end of that.
Yeah, there's no question. you know, they're obviously a new regime in there. Spent a whole lot of money on a baseball team and were relatively healthy as they walked into the postseason. Had all their starting pitchers in place and, you know, had all their position players that they counted on healthy. And, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't the way for us. And we took them to game seven, one-run game, extra innings. I think a remarkable effort on our guy's side. But for the Cubs fans and for the game of baseball, yeah, what a heck of a story that, you know, the 108-year drought has now come to an end. And, you know, obviously they celebrated big time with their parade. You know, this is a team that, you know, built for the long haul and have the resources to do so, one of the major, major market teams. So, you know, he'll probably see them, you know, fighting for this spot for a number of years in a row. So we'll see how all that goes. But, yeah, tip of the cap to the Cubs. They certainly, you know, they were picked to win it, and they ended up doing it.
We took them to the brink, even threw in a rain delay at that one point there.
Some people are thinking that just you know, dampened all the momentum that we had created. But it was just one swing away.
Absolutely.
You know, especially in, I think, game five at Chicago, where we lost 3-2. We were 1-for-10 and with runners in scoring position, had an opportunity to sweep them in Chicago, which I don't think anybody would have ever thought would even have been possible. But we had that opportunity after winning 1-0 that Friday night game where Josh Tomlin was just magical, as was our bullpen. One of the greatest games I've ever witnessed was that Friday night game. They talk about tension and on the edge of your seat. That game certainly had it. And then game five, the 3-2, one swing away from sweeping them and winning. And we just couldn't get it done here at home. That's probably one of the most disappointing things is we're 1-3 in our home ballpark and didn't think that was going to be the way this thing played out.
Yeah, we seem to have better luck at Progressive Field during the regular season, but it didn't translate so much here into the World Series.
Yeah, you know, both us and the Cubs had the best home records in baseball, and they go 1-2 in the World Series at home, and we go 1-3. So pretty odd.
Right. Well, Bob, we appreciate your time today and all season as well, as we are following the Tribe through the magical season, which included the 14-game winning streak and some of the injuries that we overcame, but making this sort of a shorter season, so it won't be too long until we're down there in Arizona for another season of Indians baseball.
Yes, indeed. Well, it was fun all year, boys, and like you said, we'll be back chatting and Tribe here quicker than we think.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bob, take care, boys.
Thanks. Bob DiBiase of the Indians joining us this morning, as he has every Monday throughout the Tribe season. Now we are here in November. Unbelievable.